Hello folks, Sean Mize here, and in this training I'm going to introduce the concept of optimizing your business for more sales at really an advanced level. And so what I'm going to really dig into are the components or some of the components that are necessary for you to grow your business past this basic state. And so if we kind of think about the basic state of your business, there's probably or there should be about five components in place. And one is your website presence. So you have a presence online where people are able to find you if they have a problem. So whatever the niche is that you're in, if somebody has the problem that you solve, they're able to hunt around online and they'll find you. Meaning that if you've written some articles, some blog posts, you're showing up in the search engines, you're showing up in the video sites, you are showing up online for your particular topic. Now, the second thing is, once you are showing up online for your topic, the next thing is that you're collecting leads of subscribers, of prospects, so that you can communicate with them through a daily email. So your first three components, number one, you've got a website presence. Number two, you've got subscribers. Number three, you're communicating with them through a daily email. Number four, you have multiple products for them to be able to buy. We really don't see in the information marketing niches these days that it's easy to, you know, build out a full-time business with just one product. You know, if you're the first to the market, if you have something that's truly cutting edge, but the speed to market is so incredible in today's market that very often you put something out and 6 months later somebody else puts something out similar, it's very difficult to stay number one or stay first for very long. And so what we want to do is have you have multiple products. So if somebody finds you and says, I've got a specific need in my niche, you have the product, they buy the product, they listen to it, they consume it, they watch it, and the next step is for them to say, okay, you've solved my problem here, but I have other problems in the niche. And rather than them having to go online and come up with someone else to buy from, they're able to buy from you. They're literally able to buy from you everything else that they need in this niche, because you are the one source for everything in your niche. And if you look at your competitors in your niche, my guess is that what you're finding, what you're coming up with, is that your competitors don't answer all the problems in your niche. They're answering five of the problems in your niche. Maybe you're answering three of the problems in your niche. Another competitor is answering three other problems in your niche. But if there's 27 problems in your niche and you have 27 products, then by the time somebody comes to you, and you spend good money, whether you're advertising or you're writing articles and blog posts and doing videos, whatever you're doing to get found online, you're spending good money and time and or time to make that happen. Once you've got that prospect that you know is interested in your niche, and they buy product, you know, a product that solves problem one, they buy a product that solves problem one from you, they shouldn't go to the competition to buy product two. They should come to you. They should come to you to buy product two. They should come to you to buy all products. Basically, what this does is it allows you to eliminate your competition. I mean, fully eliminate your competition just completely wipe them out of your market for anybody who becomes your subscriber. You see, so often we think about this idea of being number one in your niche. And I love to see folks become number one in their niche, for example. But the truth of the matter is you only need to become number one in your niche for your subscribers. If somebody doesn't know who you are, it doesn't make any difference that you're number one. And now the idea is that the more prevalent you become online, the more and more and more people will begin to find you, and they will recognize you as being number one. You know, if you have an article presence online, if you have a guest posting presence online, if you have a video presence online, whatever the presence is that you have online, it should be a pervasive presence. I mean, any topic in your niche that somebody wants to learn about, they should be able to find you for that topic. And you can do this in your niche pretty easily. You can go in and just look at all the problems in the niches, look at all the articles that are written in your niche, look at all the blog posts, and say which of these articles, which of these blog posts, which of these topics are articles, blog posts, and topics that I don't have on my website. And you go in and say, okay, well, I'm going to create an article that solves that problem. I'm going to write a blog post that solves that problem. I'm going to create a video that solves that problem. And after a while, you become known as the number one source for information on this topic. But even if you're not number one across the board, if you're number one to your subscribers, so if somebody becomes a subscriber and they're getting your emails and they're reading your emails, then they decide to purchase the first product and they like it. They should never, ever have to go to your competitor again to learn something else in your niche. You know, obviously, when you're first starting out, this isn't going to be the case. When you're first starting out, you create product one. 1 month later, you create product two. 1 month later, you create product three. And by the way, when I'm kind of talking about this aggressiveness of creating one product every single month, it's really not that difficult. It's really not that difficult. You know, a six-hour training program takes 6 hours to record. If you know your topic, it may only take you an hour or two to create the outline. And even if it takes you more, what if it takes you 15 hours to create that product? If you were to take 15 hours a month and create a new product every single month for the next 27 months, would it not be worth it? Would it not be worth it to have 27 products in your market that solve every single problem in your marketplace? You could literally dominate your marketplace one product at a time. You know, and I've heard so many times folks say, I just don't know how I can sit down for 12 hours and create this product, and I just don't have the time. But when we dig in and we dig in and we dig in, and if you don't know where your time is going, create a timesheet and track it for 15 minutes, every 15 minutes for a full week. You'll likely find 12 to 15 hours a week that's being used on things that are non-productive, things like reading emails and watching videos and learning how to do things that take the place of trying to sell products. There's not much more important in your business than selling the product. I mean, obviously, the most important thing is that you solve the needs of your prospects. But how do you solve the needs of your prospects? By having a training program that they can sell. You know, it's kind of like when you go to college. The stated goal of the college is to educate students so that they come out and they're the best student in a particular topic. But without good coursework, they could never do that. Without having the actual classes people could go through, well, I mean, it's just you're just talking hot air if you don't have any courses, but you want to meet students' needs. The most critical piece of meeting students' needs is having the coursework. You have to have the coursework. You can have the best professors in the world, but if you don't have the coursework, well, you don't have anything. You can have the worst professors in the world, and if you have the coursework, the best students will figure it out anyway. So it's that way in your business. You've got to have the coursework. You've got to have the products. And if you're skimping on products because you're trying to do all the different kinds of things folks may be telling you to do, well, you're leaving money on the table. Seriously, you're leaving money on the table. I've had clients before purchase from me 5 of my products, 10 of my products, 15 or 20 of my products. Well, if I only had one, I'd lose all that back-end revenue, all of it. And it's exactly the same way in your business. Those multiple products and that back-end revenue is critical. It's absolutely critical. Okay, so you have three components so far. You have your content presence, you have your building your list, you have a daily email, and then that fourth component is multiple products. You've got to have multiple products. The final component is, and this one is optional. You do not need this fifth component. However, I mean, it might double your revenue. It might double the way that you're able to help people, and it's really easy to implement. And that is some kind of a membership or a coaching program. Some kind of a membership or a coaching program. So a membership could be, you know, instead of sitting down every single month and creating 6 hours of training that goes into new product, every single month you add one more hour of training into a monthly paid membership that people are paying for monthly. Or maybe you have some kind of a coaching program where every month you create a new lesson, you send it out, and then you hold a live conference call to answer questions. Maybe that's your coaching program. It's just as simple as that. And I'm sharing it with you just that simply so that you can see how quickly that you're able to get it up and going. I mean, I have the training, you know, the coaching program, home study course that teaches you all the details. I don't know, 17, 20 hours worth of details on all the different ways that you can run your coaching program. But let's face it, all you really need is to create recorded training, send it out, and then have a live conference call where you answer questions once a month or once a week. That's it. Your coaching program doesn't need to be any more than that. You don't need a special membership site to deliver it. All you need is the ability to send emails out, the ability to send out the audio for folks to listen to, or if you do it as video, the video for folks to listen to. And then the final component that you're going to send out is an opportunity for people to join you on live conference call where they can ask you questions. Okay, so when we're thinking about growth, when we're thinking about growth and optimizing, I'm making the assumption that you have all of these things in place. And if you're missing one of these components, you've got to get these components in place. Because, you know, we can talk about optimization, we can talk about maximization all we want. And that's what I'm going to be teaching you in this training program is our optimization, maximization. How do we do this in the real world? And I'm not going to teach you these fancy statistical techniques. This is going to be real world. This is what can you do? What can you do actively in your business just like I do, just like others do, to be able to grow your business in the real world? And you can make each one of these steps as technologically advanced as you want to, but you don't need to. And I'm gonna keep it simple. But the thing is, all of these things are irrelevant if you don't have the basic components in place. If you don't have a web presence and nobody can find you, who cares how many products you have? Who cares how many coaching programs you have? And let me just be blunt here. Who cares how good you are? Who cares that you can change people's lives if nobody can find you? And think about this. The number one way that people find businesses, info businesses online, the number one way is through some web page. They're finding you through an article. They're finding you through a guest blog post. They're finding you through a blog post. They're finding you through a video. They're finding you through content online. That's where they're finding you. And if you don't have that content presence in place, none of the other things matter. You know, if you have the content presence in place, but you're not building a list, offering people something free so they'll give you their name and email address so you can put them on a list so you can send them a daily email. And that daily email doesn't have to be a salesy, hypey email. It can just be a content email. It can be a content email that gives them the opportunity to buy something if they want more training. It can be real gentle. But you've got to build that list, because if you don't have a list of people to sell to, if you don't have a list of people who need their needs met, well, again, it doesn't make any difference your content presence. It doesn't make any difference how many products you have. If you're not able to get in front of those people in a timely fashion and say, hey, look, you need my training, you don't have much of a business. And if you have this great content presence and you have thousands of subscribers, but you only have one product, well, you're probably floundering. I mean, unless you have that hit television product that people are just clamoring to buy via 800 number, one product, you're probably dead in the water. Must have multiple products. And we're not talking about upsell after upsell and cross-sell and downsell and all of those kinds of things. All we're talking about is multiple products. So if somebody consumes your product today, next week they want to learn more about something else in your niche, they can go to your products page and they can choose one of those items. Or they can receive an email from you that promotes that next product that they're going to have an opportunity to buy from you. And then finally, and again, this is optional, and that's a membership or a coaching program, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, if you get someone that likes you enrolled in your coaching program and your membership, they're paying you every single month, whether they buy something new or not. And that's very much different than a product where you, if you're going to sell a one-time product, you want to make more sales next month, you've got to sell it all over again. Well, membership, until somebody decides they don't like you, they're being billed every single month, month after month after month. And so I highly recommend having a membership or a coaching program or both. Okay, so it's critical. It's critical in my mind that you have all five of these pieces in place. And so then what we're going to do next is we're going to go through some of the components of all of these pieces. And we're going to kind of troubleshoot what's going on in these particular pieces in a little bit more depth. And then we're going to get into the good stuff. When I say the good stuff, I'm talking about real-world optimization and maximization, the kind of things that I do in my personal business.